show their presence by voting. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may take final roll.
35 members present.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, no one is excused from the call today.
The prayer is by Pastor Milton Hunt of the Resurrection Lutheran Church. Will the members please rise for the prayer?
Let us pray. Most gracious God, we come to you this morning with thanksgiving for another day and a new day's ration of energy. We confess that we sometimes grow weary and feel close to exhaustion. Then we run to you for new strength and fresh vitality. For as the prophet Isaiah reminds us, the Lord does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Refresh these representatives for this new day of labor. In the name of your gracious Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Representative Miles.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the prayer be spread on the journal.
There's no objection. The prayer will be spread in the journal. Will the Chief Clerk please certify as the correctness of the previous day's journal?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 136th day in House Supplement number 79.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 136th day and House Supplement number 79 be approved.
There's no objection. The journal and the journal supplement will stand approved. Are there guests for introduction to the House this morning? Messages from the Governor.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate concurred in the House amendment to Senate Bill 111 amended, thus adopting Senate Bill number 111 amended House relating to insurance. The Senate concurred in the House amendment to committee substitute for Senate Bill 544 amended, House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill number 544, regulation of the practice of barbering, hairdressing, and cosmetology, terminating the existence of the Board of Barber Examiners and the Board of Hairdressing and Beauty Culture Examiners, establishing the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, effective date. The Senate has concurred in the House amendment to Senate Bill 549 amended, thus adopting House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 549, regulation of nursing home administrators, nursing homes, and hospitals with skilled nursing beds or intermediate care beds, effective date. The Senate failed to recede from its amendment to Committee substitute for House Bill 217 Finance, supplemental appropriations to the Department of Environmental Conservation, effective date, namely Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 217, new title. The President appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with a like committee from the House to consider the above bills. Senator Sackett, Chairman, Senator Coletta, Senator Ray. The House members are Freeman, Cotton, and Byrne. The Senate adopted the free conference committee report considering committee substitute for House Bill 546 and Senate committee substitute for House Bill 546 rules, thus adopting free conference committee substitute for House Bill 546 relating to offers of judgment and to pre-judgment and post-judgment interest rates and providing for an effective date with a letter of intent adopted by the Senate.
Representative Miles. House, please stand at ease. Chief Clerk, please continue.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate has failed to recede from its amendment to House Bill 560, GO bonds in the amount of $18,100,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of energy conservation, code upgrade, and architectural barrier removal for state facilities, effective date, namely House Bill 560 amended, Senate new title. The President has appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with a like committee from the House to consider the above bills. Senator Tillian, Chairman, Senator Coletta, Senator Ferguson. The Senate has failed to recede from its amendment to committee substitute for House Bill 561 Finance, GO bonds for the cost of capital improvements for education facilities, library facilities, and University of Alaska facilities, effective date, namely Senate Committee Substitute for CSHB 561 Rules, new title. The President has appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with a like committee from the House to consider the above bills. Senator Tillian, Chairman, Senator Coletta, Senator Ferguson. The Senate has failed to recede from its amendment to Committee Substitute for House Bill 563 Finance, GO bonds for paying cost of highway, ferry, airport, port, harbor, and local service roads and trails construction and improvements, public transportation, and planning transportation projects effective date, namely Senate Committee Substitute for CSHB 563 Rules, new title. The President has appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with a like committee from the House to consider the above bills. Senator Tillian, Chairman, Senator Coletta, Senator Ferguson. The Senate has failed to recede from its amendment to Committee Substitute for House Bill 689 Finance. GO bonds for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements for water and sewer systems, solid waste facilities, and village safe water facilities effective date, namely Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 689 Rules, new title. The President has appointed the following members to a free conference committee. Senator Tillian, Chairman, Senator Coletta, Senator Ferguson. The Senate has failed to recede from its amendment to Committee Substitute for House Bill 691, GO bonds for capital improvements for fisheries resources protection facilities, namely Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 691, new title. The President has appointed the following members to a free conference committee. Senator Tillian, Chairman, Senator Coletta, Senator Ferguson. The Senate has failed to recede from its amendment to Committee Substitute for House Bill 752, Finance, GO bonds for paying cost of cultural facilities, namely Committee Substitute for House Bill 752, Finance, amended Senate, new title. The President has appointed the following members to a free conference committee. Senator Tillian, Chairman, Senator Coletta, Senator Ferguson. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports to standing committees.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Reports to special committees.
The second free conference committee, which has had Senate Bill 240, continuing the existence of the State Medical Board effective date, and House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 240, amended Senate, new title, under consideration, recommends that free conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 240, relating to the continuation of regulatory boards and continuing the existence of the State Medical Board and providing for an effective date, be adopted. There's also a Senate, there's also a letter of intent attached. The report was signed by the Senate members, Sturgiluski, Chairman, Bennett, and Fahrenkamp, by the House members, Malone, Chairman, McKinnon, and Bettesworth. This has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk. I have no further special committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citation to resolutions.
Citation honoring Karen Rudolph by Representative Phillips. A House concurrent resolution number 74 by the State Affairs Committee, expressing appreciation for help supplied by our sister states after the 1964 earthquake and the 1967 flood, and requesting the governor to offer our help in dealing with the Mount St. Helens disaster.
Rules Committee.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item?
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 80 by the Finance Committee. An act making transfers between general fund appropriations affecting the University of Alaska for the 1977 and 1978 fiscal years and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Finance has had Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 80 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 80 and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, McKinnon, Smith, Rogers, Guy, and Duncan. Having no recommendation, Haugen and Montgomery. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Finance Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 80 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
There's no objection. The Finance Committee Substitute will be adopted. Are there amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 80 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There's no objection. Senate Bill 80 will be advanced to third reading. Will the clerk please read the bill in third reading?
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 80 by the Finance Committee. An act establishing the University of Alaska Working Capital Reserve Fund and providing for an effective date.
Representative Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill takes care of a problem in the University of Alaska that primarily centers around U of A research, which is almost half of the university's budget. A large portion of that is federally funded or other non-state funds for research. And I placed on each member's desk this morning a handout which shows the activity in what's called restricted funds, which is the non-state funds of the university, and you can see the large increases in the restricted fund activity. Up until 1977, the legislature was appropriating working capital to the university. At that time, there was some severe problems of mismanagement at the university, and they got themselves into a fiscal crisis, and the legislature shut off the working capital for the university at that time. The problem you have is that when you begin any particular research project, over the first month of that project, you'll be paying salaries and other expenses. Then about 10 days later, the status reports are received at the budget office. Another 10 days or 7 days, the invoices are sent out. And it often takes another 30 to 40 days before the federal agency or whatever private source does pay the bill. So you've got a 75 to 90 day lag between when the expenditures need to be made and when the funds come in. As a result, for that percentage of the work, the university does need working capital to tide them over. It's basically to float these federal research projects until the money comes in from the federal government. The university estimates the need for that right now at about $6.5 million. In looking over the overall budget, we were not able to come up with that amount of money. However, what Senate Bill 80 does is to establish in the university treasury a working capital reserve fund consisting solely of money appropriated by the legislature. It's non-lapsing, but it's not available for appropriation by the Board of Regents. That is to say, they cannot spend it on anything. They can only use it for working capital to float these federal projects. In addition, we do require that a quarterly report of that activity be submitted to the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. The bill does carry a fiscal note of $4.5 million, which was the maximum we saw possible within the constraints this year to carry that. The original Senate Bill 80 appropriated $4.8 million. The version that passed the Senate made $4.8 million worth of transfers to create the fund. Our attorneys advised us it would be advisable to create the fund in statute and then appropriate into it, which was what we're doing through the fiscal note process. I'd be glad to answer any questions members would have on the working capital fund.
Representative Brown.
Speaker, sounds like I should support the bill, and I think I do. It's just that I don't quite understand how it works mechanically. That is, it's supposed to be for a working capital reserve fund, and yet it's not available for the regents. So mechanically, since the regents can't expend it, how does it get expent by anyone? What happens mechanically? How does it work?
Representative Rogers.
Mr. Speaker, it's not available for appropriation. It is available for expenditure. The words "not available for appropriation" means that none of the money can be used for anything that was not budgeted by the legislature. However, at the time they make an obligation is incurred pursuant to an appropriation of the legislature, and we do appropriate in the budget all the federal funds. So taking a research project at one of the institutes, say, that's going to cost $200,000 for and it's a one-month project, the university would draw down from the working capital reserve fund the expenditures on for that $200,000 research project for the month or month and a half of the project, for example, would then bill the federal agency, and when the money came in from the federal agency, it would then be redeposited into the working capital reserve fund.
Question for the House, the final passage of Senate Bill 80. The members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
32 yeas, 2 nays.
Senate Bill 80 has passed the House. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 80 be considered as a roll call in the effective date clause.
There's no objection. The roll call and final passage will be shown as a roll call in the effective date clause. Clerk, please read the next item.
Senate Bill Number 395 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to flood control project damages and providing for an effective date. The Committee on State Affairs has had Senate Bill 395 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miller, Chairman, concurred in by Miller, Fuller, Martin, Eliason, and Parker. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill number 395 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There's no objection. Senate Bill number 395 will be advanced to third reading. Will clerk please read the bill in third reading?
Senate Bill number 395 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to flood control project damages and providing for an effective date.
Question, Representative Rogers.
Could we have an explanation of the bill?
Representative Miller.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, I'll apologize to the group. I had meant to bring my file on this, and if anybody wants more than what I'm going to give you right now, we can move it to the bottom of the calendar and I can bring the file up. There is some legislation that was put on the books back in territorial days. Members of the committee can refresh my memory if I say this wrong. This legislation was put on the books in territorial days, and what it said was that on any flood control project, the then territory, now state, would be responsible for any damage that ensued because of that. The territory did it, I guess, in compliance with a federal, what we thought was federal requirement at the time. The record isn't all that clear exactly why the territorial legislature did it, but it was probably induced by a federal requirement that apparently no other state or territory ever complied with to the extent that that we did. As far as we can tell, no other state has this obligation, and there's no particular sense in us keeping this obligation. On the other hand, it does represent a real liability to the state, since we've got the statute on the books that says if somebody has damages growing out of a the construction of a federal dam or other water project, flood control project, we stand to lose an awful lot of money that we shouldn't have to. As a matter of fact, when these contracts are negotiated by, between the Corps of Engineers, for instance, and the state and local governments, they negotiate this sort of damage with each contract, and that's fine. I mean, each time it comes up, everybody knows what their liability is going to be, and if it's worth it, they do it. If it's not worth it, they'd say, no. But so there's no reason in the world to have this continuing total liability against us, and we wouldn't be endangering anything by canceling out this statute. So the governor requested that we do take this statute off the books, and it, to the committee at least, it made no sense to keep it on. So that's the story. As I say, if members want more details, I'd be glad to get the files.
Speaker.
Representative Brown.
Could we have a short at ease?
House, please stand at ease. House, please come back to order. Are there further questions? Question for the House, the final passage of Senate Bill 395. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
32 yeas, 1 nay.
Senate Bill 395 has passed the House. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Senate Bill 395 be considered as a roll call for the effective date clause.
There's no objection. Roll call and final passage will be shown as a roll call and the effective date clause. Clerk, please read the next item.
Senate Bill number 578 by the Hess Committee, an act relating to the practice of chiropractic and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Commerce has had Senate Bill 578 under consideration. A majority of the committee reports it back with an attached amendment and individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mrs. Munson, Vice Chairman, signing do pass, Bettesworth, Osterbach, and Munson. Signing do not pass, Randolph. I have one amendment on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk, please read the amendment.
Amendment number 1 by the Commerce Committee. Page 3, lines 24 and 25. Delete B, failure to keep. Reletter the rest.
Representative Brown.
Could we have an entities, please?
House, please, to entities. Come back to order. Clerk, please read the amendment again.
Amendment number 1 by the Commerce Committee. Page 3, lines 24 and 25. Delete B. It starts failure to keep. Reletter the rest.
Representative Munson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the amendment.
Is there objection to the amendment?
Check.
There is objection. Representative Munson.
This was a Commerce Committee amendment. And again, it's the same one that we found in a lot of the other bills that we felt use current theories or practices was, again, ambiguous to make a judgment on.
Clerk, please reread the amendment.
Amendment number 1 by the Commerce Committee. Page 3, lines 24 and 25. Delete B. It starts failure to keep. Reletter the rest.
Is there further objection? If there's no further objection, Commerce Committee amendment is adopted. Are there further amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill number 578, amended House, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There's no objection. Senate Bill 578 is advanced to third reading. Will clerk please read the bill in third reading?
Senate Bill 578, amended by the House by the Hess Committee. An act relating to the practice of chiropractic and providing for an effective date.
Question for the House, final passage of Senate Bill 578. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
32 yeas, 1 nay.
Senate Bill 578 has passed the House. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Senate Bill number 578, amended House, be considered as a roll call for the effective date clause.
There's no objection. Roll call and final passage will be shown as roll call in the effective date clause. Clerk, please read the next item.
House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 584 by the Commerce Committee. An act relating to professional licensing and to the regulation of veterinarians and providing for an effective date. The House Committee substitute had already been adopted, and we had amendment number 1, which had been moved by Mr. Malone. This amendment has been placed on each member's desk.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Brown.
Speaker, the Rules Chairman is not here, so as Vice Chairman, I'll talk about what happened in the Rules meeting, and of course, I'm also Chairman of Commerce. Basically, because it looked like we were marking a bill up on the floor and doing committee work here in order to expedite the calendar when this was previously up, it was sent back to Rules Committee, and the Rules Committee did look at it and had a very short bit of testimony and concluded that the amendment was all right. And I don't think there'll be any further flurry of great amendments offered. Basically, the amendment does more carefully something we attempted to do in the Commerce Committee. The Commerce Committee wanted to make sure that by broadly defining veterinary medicine, we did not inadvertently make into criminals people like blacksmiths, farriers, and people who have their own farms and their own agricultural activities. So there was an amendment in our bill that came in the committee substitute. Then it was read as possibly too broad, that is that it could be read so broadly as to inadvertently, arguably, deregulate veterinary medicine. Therefore, the amendment sponsored by Mr. Malone would make it clear that what we did with regard to these exemptions will not apply when what somebody's really doing is really phony, it's a fraud. What they're doing is really intended to by actual intent to circumvent the chapter itself and the provisions about veterinary medicine. I mean, if you hire somebody as a farmhand, but everybody knows really he's your in-house unlicensed veterinarian, and you're only hiring him in the way in which you are in order to take advantage of this loophole. this amendment would plug up that loophole and still provide the exemption intended by the Commerce Committee. I urge the adoption of the amendment.
Is there further objection? There's no further objection. Amendment number one is adopted. Are there further amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 584, amended House, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There's no objection. Senate Bill 584 will be advanced third reading. Will the clerk please read the bill in third reading?
House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 584, amended by the House by the Commerce Committee. An act relating to professional licensing and to the regulation of veterinarians and providing for an effective date.
Question for the House, final passage of Senate Bill 584. The members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
30 yeas, 1 nay.
Senate Bill 584 has passed the House. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 584, amended House, be considered as a roll call for the effective date clause.
There's no objection. Roll call and final passage will be shown as roll call on the effective date clause. Clerk, please read the next item.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 50 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council for the Blue Ribbon Commission on the State Personnel Act, extending the life of the Blue Ribbon Commission on the State Personnel Act. The Committee on State Affairs has had Senate Concurrent Resolution number 50 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miller, Chairman, concurred in by Miller, Gardner, Fuller, and Eliason. Martin has no recommendation. The Committee on Finance has had Senate Concurrent Resolution 50 under consideration. A majority of the committee reported back with individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, signing do pass, Schaefer, Guy, and Moss. Signing no recommendation, Freeman, Haugen, and Rogers. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 50 is before the House in final passage.
Question.
Representative Brown.
The Speaker, just talk in the lounge or something. I heard something unusual. Was it this resolution about the fiscal note? Is there a fiscal note on this? Could someone comment on the fiscal note? I heard. Maybe I'm remembering a different resolution. What is the fiscal note and what's it say?
Fiscal note's $93,700.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Brown.
Okay, Mr. Speaker. Either it's been trimmed down from what I'd heard earlier, I'm remembering another resolution. There was one of these around that had a much larger fiscal note that I was curious about, but that's not a small figure, but on the other hand, it wasn't what I was remembering. Thank you.
Question for the House. Final passage of Senate Concurrent Resolution number 50. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
22 yeas, 9 nays.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 50 has passed the House. Brings us to the citations on the calendar. Representative Eliason. House Police Entities. Will the House Police come back to order? We're on the citations on the calendar. Representative Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to be shown as a co-sponsor on the citation honoring Roger Painter.
Representative Parker.
Speaker, I would ask that all members be shown as co-sponsors.
If there's no objection, all members will be shown as co-sponsors. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring Juneau's Indian Dancers and the citation honoring Roger Painter be adopted.
There's no objection. Citations will be adopted. Representative Friedman.
Mr. Speaker, I would move the citation for Nettie Jones Ellison.
There's no objection. Citation will be adopted. Brings us to unfinished business. Representative McKinnon.
I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration on SCR 50.
And notice of reconsideration is noted. Representative Parker.
Speaker, I'd like to reconsider my vote on the Senate Bill 578.
Your notice of reconsideration is noted. Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, yesterday we passed the amendments to the criminal code, and I withdrew my motion to approve the commentary because the members had not had a chance to see it. It is in Journal Supplement 79, and everybody's had a chance to see it now. So I'd move that the House adopt the commentary to the changes in the criminal code.
The question for the House is the motion to adopt the Judiciary Letter of Intent on Senate Bill 511, which is Journal Supplement number 79. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk Representative Haugen? Yeah. Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take the final roll. Letter
31
of
yeas. No nays.
Letter of intent has been adopted. Representative Anderson?
Mr. Speaker, there are two bills that have been reported out of free conference committees. The first bill is committee substitute for House Bill 546. Representative Malone isn't here, but there are other members, or Mr. Brown, I believe, was on the free conference committee on the offers of judgment, prejudgment, etc. So this time, Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adopt free conference committee substitute for House Bill 546.
The question, will the clerk please read the bill by title?
Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 546 by the Free Conference Committee. An act relating to offers of judgment and to prejudgment and post-judgment interest rates and providing for an effective date.
Question before the House, adoption of Free Conference Committee report on House Bill 546. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take the final roll.
31 yeas, no nays.
House adopted Free Conference Committee report on House Bill 546. Representative Anderson?
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 546 be considered as a roll call for the effective date clause.
There's no objection. Roll call and final passage will be shown as roll call on the effective date clause. Representative Brown?
Mr. Speaker, I move the Free Conference Committee letter of intent on House Bill 546, which also should be attached to the members' bill.
Motion for the body is a motion to adopt the Free Conference Committee letter of intent on House Bill 546. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
30 yeas, no nays.
The letter of intent has been adopted. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, we have also in our limbo file Senate Bill number 240, an act relating to the continuation of regulatory boards. Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 240.
Clerk, please read the bill by title.
Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 240 by the Second Free Conference Committee. An act relating to the continuation of regulatory boards and continuing the existence of the State Medical Board and providing for an effective date.
Question for the House is the adoption of the Free Conference Committee report on Senate Bill 240. Representative Brown.
Very short at ease, please.
House, please stand at ease. Please stand at ease. Please come back to order, Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, apparently there may be a problem with or a very minor problem with the bill, and the member has requested that the chairman of the committee on the House side be consulted before we take final action on Senate Bill 240. So at this time, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that my motion to adopt the Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 240 be withdrawn.
There's no objection. Motion will be withdrawn. Representative Anderson?
Limbo files, we have House Joint Resolution number 80. which was amended by the Senate. And the amendments, as I understand it, are not objectionable. So I move, at this time, I move that the House concur in Senate amendments to House Joint Resolution Number 80, thus adopting Senate Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 80. I ask members to vote yes.
Clerk, please read the resolution.
Senate Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 80 by the Judiciary Committee, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to interim and special committees and to joint budget revision power of interim committees of the legislature.
Question for the House and motion to concur in the Senate amendments to House Joint Resolution Number 80. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
25 yeas, 6 nays.
Will the House please stand at ease? House, please come back to order. Representative Rogers.
Mr. Speaker, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that we rescind our action and failure to adopt House Joint Resolution Number 80.
There's a motion to rescind our action in failing to adopt House Joint Resolution Number 80. Representative Rogers.
There's no objection.
Is there objection to the motion?
Brief at ease.
Takes 27 votes to adopt a constitutional amendment. There was only 25 votes. And we have 10 members absent off the floor.
Mr. Speaker.
House, please stand at ease. Will the House please come back to order? Just to clarify, the motion to adopt the Senate amendments to House Joint Resolution Number 80 did fail. It was a 25-6, 9 absent, takes 27 votes on a constitutional amendment. Representative Rogers moved to rescind our action in failing to adopt the Senate amendments. Is there a motion? Is there objection to the motion to rescind? There is objection. Question for the House is the motion to rescind our action failing to adopt House Joint Resolution Number 80. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take the final roll.
27 yeas, 7 nays.
The House has rescinded its action failing to adopt the constitutional House Joint Resolution Number 80. Brings the main motion back before us. Representative Metcalf.
Mr. Speaker, my no vote was in want of further explanation and a memory refresher of what that does. I'm going over it again.
The might explain the change that the Senate made from the House version was they added the language on line 15 of the bill, or special committee. So the sentence would now read, the legislature may establish other interim or special committees as provided in the joint rules of the legislature. I think the reason they did that is we do that all the time, and it is in our rules, although it's not necessarily reflected in the Constitution. Representative Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is an important constitutional amendment. The past procedure was for some time that the Budget and Audit Committee or that any changes in the budget on federal or program receipts that came in, the Budget and Audit Committee would take a look at those and approve them. Thus retaining the legislature's prerogative to budget all expenditures of funds. The administration has said that they can do whatever they want with the budget during the interim, that they don't have to go through the legislature, and that even if they did have to go through the legislature, the Budget and Audit Committee doesn't have the power to speak for the whole legislature. And what this the important part of this amendment does is to give the Budget and Audit Committee the constitutional authority to approve those budget amendments during the interim and thus continue to hold legislative control over all expenditures of the state. I'd strongly urge the members to concur in the Senate amendments.
Motion now before the House, Representative Metcalf.
Possibly some of those that are objecting, because I think I'm going to change my vote on this bill, and possibly some of those that are objecting can explain to me why.
Question for the House, the motion to adopt the Senate amendments to House Joint Resolution Number 80. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
32 yeas, 3 nays.
House adopted the Senate amendments to House Joint Resolution Number 80. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, on the next bill, the House Bill Number 629 has to do with community schools. Just want to point out to the members that I received about 25 to 30 phone calls this morning, so the Community School Pipeline Express is working and it's alive and well. And there were calls from all over the state asking us to consider this bill. I had my staff look into it a little bit further and discovered it. As far as I know at this time, this bill has a fiscal note of about $1.2 million. And I pointed out to people that that they should contact their respective representatives. So if you got phone calls this morning regarding this issue, that's the reason. And since this morning, I've received from individual members of the body their support for the bill, so I'm hoping that when the motion is made, there will be adopted. This time, Mr. Speaker, I move that the House concur in Senate amendments to committee substitute for House Bill Number 629, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 629. I ask members to vote yes.
The clerk, please read the bill by title.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 629 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to community schools and providing for an effective date.
Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to ask a question as to how these monies will be monitored and what control do they take away or give to local school districts. I understand there is a split there, and some school districts will be able to monitor it. Other school districts have a direct hand in developing their own community school program.
Representative Buchholz, Representative Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. All the funds that go to any local school district are subject to audit by the Department of Education. In addition, the Senate letter of intent asks that the accounting of the expenditure of the funds in this particular program be included in the next year's annual report to the legislature. I do intend to ask the majority leader to move the letter of intent once we pass this bill.
Is there further question or debate? Question for the House is a motion to adopt the Senate amendments to House Bill Number 629. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
33 yeas, 1 nay.
House has adopted the Senate amendments to House Bill 629. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 629 be considered as the roll call for the effective date clause.
There's no objection. The roll call and final passage will be shown as roll call on the effective date clause. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move the letter of intent to a Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 629.
Is there objection to the letter of intent? Representative Rogers.
Object. Just I would like to have the letter of intent amended to say it is the intent of the legislature.
Not sure we can amend. House, please stand. House, please come back to order. Representative Rogers.
Yeah, I'll withdraw my request, Mr. Chairman.
Is there objection to adoption of the letter of intent? If there's no objection, the letter of intent will be adopted. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I just wanted to point out to members that there are bills sitting in the limbo file that no decision has been made on, but in our conference this morning you did point out to me that you wanted members to examine these bills and give a recommendation to yourself or myself as soon as possible so that we can clear out the limbo file so that these bills are not left hanging when adjournment arrives. So I'd appreciate it if you could get in touch with me, my office, or the speaker to let us know what the recommendations are so that we can take care of these bills at the earliest possible time. Thank you.
Is there other items unfinished business? Brings us to announcements of committee meetings. One announcement, we'll be recessing till approximately 4:30, just as I'm not sure that we're going to do anything at 4:30. Apparently, the Senate has failed to take up their calendar for third day in a row, so it's known as the stall, I guess. So I'm not sure there's going to be anything for the House to do until the Senate starts working on their calendar. So apparently they're gone into some stall of the session. So members keep wanting to know when we're going to adjourn, and I guess we'll adjourn when they start working on their calendar. But until then, I hope our members on the free conference committees would endeavor to finish the work on the free conference committees that are outstanding. And we'll come back in at 4:30, but at this point, it'll only be necessary for the majority leader and minority leader to come in at 4:30. Don't really anticipate any calendar thing. Representative Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Free Conference Committee on the Bond Issues will meet at 1:30 today, and tentatively at 1:30 today in Resources Committee Room, Room 118 of the Capitol Building. If there's a change in that, it will be posted. And also tentatively 7:00 tonight in the same room. And if there's a change, that will also be posted. It's possible that we will meet after the Senate floor session, if any.
Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, may we return to old business for a point of inquiry, please?
Well, you can make it a point of inquiry right now.
So I'd like to know where we stand on Senate Bill 569, the State Commission on Human Rights. I thought this was pulled yesterday to return today calendar, or did it go back to rules?
It's available for reconsideration.
Reconsideration.
Some member did reconsider it. Representative Brown?
Mr. Speaker, I have another point of parliamentary inquiry. Is Senate Bill 212 relating to the Real Estate Commission available for reconsideration from yesterday?
Mr. Speaker.
It's on reconsideration.
Yeah, somebody did reconsider it, Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I think it was Mr. Metcalf's reconsideration. I'd just like to ask if he would mind if I use it. Before I bring up the reconsideration, I'm going to explain why there may be an inadvertent, very minor defect in the bill. There also may not be, and we're checking on that right now. So I would like to bring up reconsideration of that bill at this time, and I move that the bill be held in third reading until tomorrow's calendar.
The reconsideration of Senate Bill 212 was before the House. Would clerk please read the bill by title?
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 212 by the Commerce Committee. An act continuing the existence of the Real Estate Commission and amending its powers and duties and providing for an effective date.
The motion is to hold Senate Bill 212 over in third reading till tomorrow's calendar. Is there objection? There's no objection. Motion carries. Representative Parr?
Yeah, briefly, Mr. Speaker.
The House please stand at ease. Representative Parr? Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to take a reconsideration of Senate Bill 396 at this time.
Representative Parr, you could just move to hold over all the right. Reconsideration one legislative
well,
day.
I thought I had to make two motions, Mr. Speaker. So
you can do it either way.
All right.
Proper way is just, easier way is just to move all to right, hold over the reconsideration one legislative day.
Okay. Mr. Speaker, I move to hold over reconsideration of Senate Bill 396 until tomorrow's calendar.
The motion is to hold over the reconsideration of Senate Bill 396, one legislative day. Is there objection? There's no objection. Reconsideration is held over. Representative Phillips?
Mr. Speaker, could we have the clerk read the title so I know what
sorry.
It is?
Will the clerk please read the title of the bill?
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 396 by the Finance Committee. An act relating to operating or driving a motor vehicle while under the influence of intoxicating liquor.
Was there objection to the motion? There's no objection. The bill is held reconsideration is held over. Under announcements of committee meetings, Representative Freeman.
Mr. Speaker, Finance Committee will meet at 2:00. We will take up consideration of two bills that we'd announced earlier dealing with sunset. I don't remember the exact numbers. In addition, We'll consider Senate Bill 112, which deals with corporate dissolution and reinstatement. There may be further bills. If so, will they be posted?
And further announcements of meetings, special orders. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House recess till 4:30.
There's no objection. House in recess till 4:30 today.
Terry, will both of those bills appear
on? The House, please come to order. If there's no objection, we'll revert to messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate has concurred in the House amendment to committee substitute for Senate Bill number 110, thus adopting committee substitute for Senate Bill 110, amended House, availability of an abstract of a driver's record effective date. The Senate has concurred in the House amendments to CSSB 136, thus adopting House CS for Senate Bill 136, plumbing code. The Senate has adopted the second free conference report considering SB 240 and HCSSB 240MH, thus adopting free conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 240, relating to the continuation of regulatory boards and continuing the existence of the state medical board effective date with the free conference committee letter of intent. The Senate has concurred in the House amendment to CSSB 277, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 277, corrective amendments in the Alaska statutes as recommended by the reviser of statutes. The Senate has concurred in the House amendments to CSSB 436, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 436, amended House, grants for water supply, sewerage systems, and solid waste facilities, effective date. The Senate has concurred in the House amendment to CSSB 511, amended, thus adopting House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 511, criminal laws of the state, effective date. The Senate has passed committee substitute for House Bill 1022, granting authority to Alaska Renewable Resources Corporation to exceed investment limits by investing $3,600,000 in Schnabel Lumber Company, effective date, with the following amendment. This has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk. And so, committee substitute for House Bill 1022, amended Senate, is transmitted for consideration. The Senate has passed committee substitute for House Bill number 1023, granting authority to the Alaska Renewable Resources Corporation to exceed investment limits by investing $1,600,000 in Alaska Timber Corporation, effective date, with the following amendment. This also has been duplicated and placed in each member's folder. And so, committee substitute for House Bill 1023, amended Senate, is transmitted for consideration. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker. I have
reports to standing committees.
The Committee on Finance has had committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution 66 directing the Alaska Legislative Council to revise AS 29 municipal government under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass and attaches a new fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Duncan, Moss, Smith, Haugen, Montgomery, and Rogers. Committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution 66 has no further referral.
The House, please stand at ease. The House, please come back to order. Continue with standing committee reports.
The Committee on Finance has had Senate Bill 112 amended, effective date amended, relating to corporate dissolution and reinstatement and fees paid by businesses and corporations under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Commerce Committee substitute for Senate Bill 112 and recommends that it do pass and attaches two fiscal notes. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Duncan, Moss, McKinnon, Rogers, and Guy. Having no recommendation, Haugen and Montgomery. Senate Bill 112 amended has no further referral. The Committee on Resources has had Senate Bill 536 restricting the authority of the Department of Natural Resources to regulate certain activities in state recreation areas under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miles, Chairman, concurred in by Miles, Carney, Osterbach, Fuller, and Chatterton. Senate Bill 536 has no further referral. The Committee on Resources has had Senate Bill 537 relating to authority of the Commissioner of Natural Resources to regulate the use of the Chena River Recreation Area by vehicles which are propelled by machinery under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miles, Chairman, concurred in by Miles, Carney, Osterbach, Fuller, and Chatterton. Senate Bill 537 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had Senate Bill 580, professional licensing and to the regulation of the practice of medicine, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with a Commerce House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 580, recommends it do pass and attaches a new fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Duncan, Moss, McKinnon, Rogers, and Montgomery. Having no recommendation, Haugen and Guy. Senate Bill 580 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker. I have citations.
Introduction of citations.
Citation honoring Saul Urey by Representative Buchholz. Citation honoring Valdez High School Band and Choir by Representative Branson and Senator Curtula. Whoops.
Representative Cotton.
Do we revert to introductions?
Under introduction, yes, Representative Cotton.
We have a new page in the House back by the doors there, old friend Bill Miles.
Representative Parker. Representative Miles, do you have anything for us today? The House will continue with its business as usual.
Citation honoring Oma B. Day by Representative Branson and Senator Curtula. Citation honoring Avram M. Gross by Representative Miles. Citation honoring Robert and Miriam Morrison by Representative Miles. I have no resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Is there anything else to come before the House before we adjourn? Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
There's no objection to the House. Representative Cotton.
I did want to make an announcement that we're going to have a Rules Committee meeting immediately upon adjournment to consider Senate Bill 588, continuing the existence of the Board of Governors.
Representative Anderson.
I move the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
No objection to the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.